Part 4. Listen to the conversation between Rachel and her father about the time she gets home at night and answer the questions. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. First, look at the questions. The first one is done for you. You will hear the conversation twice.
Oh, hi, Dad. Are you still up?
Hi, Rachel. Do you know what the time is?
Yes. I'm sorry. I had to wait for Jesse after the party and then we missed the bus. It won't happen again.
And you didn't think to phone me to let me know?
Well, I thought you might be in bed at that time and I didn't want to worry you.
Rachel, you know I always say that if you are delayed or in any kind of trouble, you must phone us. The rule is that you must be home by 11 o'clock. If you're later, we start to worry.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'll phone next time.
That's what you said last time. And there shouldn't be a next time. Look, you're half an hour late tonight, so the next time you go out, you have to be home half an hour earlier.
10:30? That means I can't do anything. For example, I'm going out tomorrow to the cinema. The film doesn't finish till 10:30. How can I get home by then?
I'm sorry, Rachel, but you should have thought about that. You'll have to find something else to do.
Well, I think that's really unfair. I really do. Don't you trust me?
It's not a question of trust. I don't want you getting into any danger. I don't want you meeting the wrong people, and I don't want you to fall behind with your school studies. That's a reasonable thing for any parent to want.
Yes, I know. But I'm always with a group of friends. That's why I waited for Jesse tonight, so we could come back home together.
Yes, all right. That's probably a good idea. But you must stay in contact with us. Your mother has gone to bed, and she was very worried. You don't even have your phone on, so we couldn't ring you to check you were okay. It's not that we want to discipline you, we just want to make sure you're okay.
Yes, I know that. Look, if you let me go out till 11 tomorrow, I promise I'll be home on time, and I'll call you as soon as the film has finished. Okay?
Well, all right. I'll give you one more chance.
And Dad?
Yes?
Next Wednesday, Jessie's having a party at her house because it's her birthday.
Please don't ask if you can go out on Wednesday. You know the rules. No going out during the school week. I'm sorry. You've got exams soon and you always have lots of homework. I'm surprised Jessie's parents are letting her do it.
She's going away at the weekend and Wednesday's the only day. Please.
Absolutely not. Now, let's all go to bed. We have a busy day in the morning.
Part 4.
Oh, hi, Dad. Are you still up?
Hi, Rachel. Do you know what the time is?
Yes. I'm sorry. I had to wait for Jesse after the party and then we missed the bus. It won't happen again.
And you didn't think to phone me to let me know?
Well, I thought you might be in bed at that time and I didn't want to worry you.
Rachel, you know I always say that if you are delayed or in any kind of trouble, you must phone us. The rule is that you must be home by 11 o'clock. If you're later, we start to worry.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'll phone next time.
That's what you said last time. And there shouldn't be a next time. Look, you're half an hour late tonight, so the next time you go out, you have to be home 30 minutes earlier.
10:30? That means I can't do anything. For example, I'm going out tomorrow to the cinema. The film doesn't finish till 10:30. How can I get home by then?
I'm sorry, Rachel, but you should have thought about that. You'll have to find something else to do.
Well, I think that's really unfair. I really do. Don't you trust me?
It's not a question of trust. I don't want you getting into any danger. I don't want you meeting the wrong people, and I don't want you to fall behind with your school studies. That's a reasonable thing for any parent to want.
Yes, I know. But I'm always with a group of friends. That's why I waited for Jessie tonight, so we could come back home together.
Yes, all right. That's probably a good idea. But you must stay in contact with us. Your mother has gone to bed and she was very worried. You don't even have your phone on, so we couldn't ring you to check you were okay. It's not that we want to discipline you, we just want to make sure you're okay.
Yes, I know that. Look, if you let me go out till 11 tomorrow, I promise I'll be home on time and I'll call you as soon as the film has finished, okay?
Well, all right. I'll give you one more chance.
And Dad?
Yes?
Next Wednesday, Jessie's having a party at her house because it's her birthday.
Please don't ask if you can go out on Wednesday. You know the rules. No going out during the school week. I'm sorry. You've got exams soon and you always have lots of homework. I'm surprised Jessie's parents are letting her do it.
She's going away at the weekend and Wednesday's the only day. Please.
Absolutely not. Now, let's all go to bed. We have a busy day in the morning.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.